Hi there. The word for you today is on the futility of fame and fortune. Psalm 39, verse 7 in the New Living Translation, David writes, "Where do I put my hope?" And he answers, "My only hope is in you." Society's fascination with Hollywood and celebrities has gone a little crazy. Millions idolize those who have achieved fame and fortune, and yet stardom doesn't provide the satisfaction it advertises. Marilyn Monroe could have told us that. So could Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson and a lot of others. Consider the adoration accorded to Muhammad Ali in his prime. He was known as the prize fighter who couldn't be beaten. His picture appeared in the cover of Sports Illustrated more than any other athlete in history. Wherever he went, the cameras followed him. But wealth and fame can't buy good health, and he fell victim to the ravages of Parkinson's disease. Sports writer Gary Smith spent some time with the ailing fighter at his home and asked to see his trophy room. Ali escorted him into a dark, damp barn beside his house. There, leaning against a wall, was a board displaying mementos, photos of the, quote, "thriller in Manila," pictures of Ali dancing and punching and hoisting the championship belts he won over his head. But the pictures were smeared with white streaks caused by pigeons that had made their home in the rafters. Ali picked up the board and turned it around, face to the wall. Then as he started to leave, Smith heard him mumble, "I had the whole world, and it wasn't nothing. Look at me now." The psalmist wrote, Psalm 39, "All our busy rushing ends in nothing. We heap up wealth, not knowing who will spend it. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope?" And David answers, "My only hope is in you." Think about it. That's the word for you today.